You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is Wolfgang Halbig. Wolfgang, thanks for joining us again today.
Well, thanks for asking me to come on and give you an update.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today, Wolf, because in about a month, you are going to be heading up to Newtown, Connecticut, to Sandy Hook. So pretty much almost everybody, I would imagine, who's going to be listening to this interview already knows who you are. You've attracted a lot of attention throughout the internet in what might be called the truth community. And there are a lot of people now, it seems, who are actively gunning for you and wanting to prove that you are a fraud because you're trying to raise money. You're asking these questions and you really don't need to raise money to find the answers to these questions because they already have them and they just want to completely discredit you. Now, I've listened to several of these interviews or monologues or presentations on YouTube and through various websites, and I have yet to see any smoking guns, but then again, maybe I didn't see everything yet. Well, of course, I haven't, but have you heard about this? I guess it's kind of a campaign waged by disparate individuals and groups. Have you come across any of these yet?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, people are sending them to me left and right. And I just got to say this, Dave, thanks a lot. This is what American Free Press did to a retired person. I mean, I'm sitting here in a nice community. I've got two beautiful grandkids. Never heard of a podcast, and I hear a nice man say, "Hey, Mr. Halbig, how would you like to do an interview on American Free Press?" And I said, "You know, I think that's really nice to tell them about police officers coming to my house and violating my First Amendment rights of free speech. And look where you got me. I am now being hammered by people across the country. I don't even know."
Let me just explain to the listeners who might not know. It's because of the interview we did a little while back that really thrust you onto the national and international stage. And it was just by pure chance that it happened, of course, because you never can tell how these things are going to unfold. But now, of course, as I said, you are front and center here in the Sandy Hook investigation versus, of course, the investigation that you and many others feel should have been waged by the appropriate authorities. You don't feel that they're doing anything to give us the truth about what happened there, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, think about it. Remember when we talked about it, I simply, as an American naturalized citizen, I used the legal process of Connecticut Freedom of Information Act because I am a national school safety consultant. That's what I do for a living. That's what these other people don't understand. I've been doing this for over 20 years, trying to help school superintendents, school board members, trying to make their schools safer. Now, how do these people not understand? That's what I do for a living. And when I, as a national school safety consultant, see something that's not right, because I've been trained by FEMA, I train school district on incident command and how we should respond to a mass casualty event. And Dave, it's just not there. And so I ask 16 simple questions, which are relevant to incident command, and I have yet to get a response. I don't even get returned phone calls. Now, all these people out there, these researchers, you know, they've done a great job. Please don't get me wrong. There are a lot of great people who researched this Sandy Hook, and they should be commended. But they're coming out attacking me for what? I mean, they should have been going to Newtown instead of sitting at home behind their little computer in dark rooms and just being a conspiracy theorist. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a person who has grandchildren, who's retired, 36 years of public service. You know what? At least I'm going to Newtown. I am going to do something about it. It's a promise I made. It's a promise I'm going to keep.
That's cool. And it seems like what raised the hackles on the hair on the back of the neck of a lot of these people is that you're actually raising funds. Now, the way that I tend to look at it is that anybody can hang out a shingle and say, open for business here in the United States. And if people want to donate money, well, that's their choice. Now, I would say that in this case, there are a lot of people across the planet, because it's not just the United States, there are a lot of people across the planet who are interested in this Sandy Hook affair, and they want answers, and they're looking at you for answers. And I don't hear any of these people who are donating money complaining about you. Have you gotten any complaints from people who are donating money to you?
Absolutely not. You know, I mean, they say, bless you, have God keep you safe. You know, we've got 301 people that have reached into their pocketbook, and I say to them, don't donate. If you can't afford it, please don't do it. But what all of these conspiracy theorists on their little computers don't realize, we're not going to solve Sandy Hook on our computers or our social network. It's going to take legal action. And my God, does anybody not understand legal action, the costs that are involved? Dave, I'm not taking one penny. Yeah, people look at me, oh, he tried to raise money before. You know what? I never raised a penny. I have never paid myself out of fundraising one penny. I spent 30 years of my life in public education as a head football, baseball, soccer. Do you know how much money I raised? I was a booster club president, Lake Brantley High School, one of the best athletic programs in the country. We built an Olympic-sized pool. You know how much money we raised? I never, never did I get a penny. Oh, and these guys, oh, let them have fun. Let them stay behind their little computers. Let them throw the mud. But Dave, at the end of the day, we're going to Newtown. We are going to confront the school board. We are going to see the police chief. We are going to deal with the Connecticut State Police. And guess what? We're going to figure out what happened at Danbury Hospital. And at the end of the day, we're going to inspect all of those nonprofits who got $27 million from donors. This is American people who reached in your pocketbook. We're going to inspect the records, see who the donors were, and who got the money. You know, nobody's bothered to do that, and they're criticizing me for doing my job.
Right. So why don't you let the listeners know, because you're going to be there in about a month, right? Why don't you tell them what your itinerary is and exactly what your plans are for the couple of days that you'll be in Newtown, Connecticut?
Well, I'm taking a really good friend by the name of Jim Fetzer. I'll tell you, I love Jim Fetzer. Had it not been for him, you and I would have never met, if you remember.
Of course.
But I invited Jim Tracy. I invited Sophia Smallstorm, Jim Fetzer, and I to unite in this one cause, because they've been criticized. Jim Tracy's been criticized. Sophia has done such a great job with her video. So the people have donated some funds, and I thought, what a way for all four of us to go up, sit in the front row at the school board meeting, and let's talk about what happened at Sandy Hook. Well, Sophia and Tracy have just rejected my offer. They don't want to be part of it. Jim Fetzer, he's got the courage. He's willing to stand next to me. So we're traveling on May the 5th. We're going to meet with some parents up at Hartford, Connecticut that evening, have some dinner, just talk a little bit. But then on Wednesday morning, we're going to inspect the nonprofit records. We're going to go to the main United Way of Western Connecticut, the big fundraiser. And then we're going to go to the Newtown nonprofit. And, you know, between them, $27 million, I want to know where the money came from. And then I want to know where it goes. We hired an attorney up in Hartford, Connecticut, and he's doing all of the FOI requests. They're going to be personally served by a process server. We're going to go to the school board meeting at 7:30 that night. We're going to have 3 minutes, probably public input. But the thing is, we're going to videotape it. We're going to record it, that we're doing it legally, officially, respectfully, not to hurt any of the parents who supposedly lost children. We don't want to offend anybody, Dave. That's not who we are. But we, as Americans, me as a naturalized citizen, don't tell me I can't ask questions. We want the truth. And if they don't give it to us in copy format, we're going to inspect the records at the school board. So either way, we're going to find something.
Now, you pretty much were thrust on the scene, as we said, by the interview that you and I did. And this is, of course, unbeknownst to us that it would happen. There have been a lot of people who have reached out to you from across the world. And there have been some people who have reached out to me wanting to know how this happened. Was it planned and so on and so forth? I had one fellow who, I had one fellow who analyzed it very properly out in, I believe, in Minnesota. He contacted me and he wanted to know that a lot of people are saying that Wolf had planned this, you know, without really understanding how you could actually plan something like this. You can't. He wanted to know how it unfolded. He told me how he thought it unfolded. And that was exactly right. It just caught us by surprise. But the main reason that we spoke is because, as you said, Jim Fetzer had interviewed you because you were visited by the Lake County Sheriff, homicide detectives from Lake County Sheriff's Office. And what happened was that when we did the interview, I had noticed that somebody had left a post on American Free Press's YouTube page that said, geez, why are you hiding the names of the detectives who you were visited by? Of course, we were not hiding them. I never asked you for the names, so I eventually did ask you for the names, and you gave me the names. Now, in the meantime, I had contact, and I want the listeners to understand this, who there's many of them who believe that you're just making this up. But I had contacted the Lake County Sheriff's Office several times, and I wanted to know what was going on there. I told them the whole story. They knew everything, what I was calling about, who I was, who you were, and they knew. They never called me back once, and I tried many times. Now, if they wanted to put this to sleep, They could have just said, look, we never went out to this guy's house. And not only that, let me ask you this, Wolf. Is it possible if they could actually have brought charges against you for fabricating this information?
Absolutely.
Can you elaborate on that?
Well, you know, anybody out there today who provides false information to law enforcement or anybody else, I mean, you can be arrested for this. And they walked out of my house the first time. The second time it was actually better. But the first time I actually handed them the question. And I said, could you please just explain this to me? And he said, well, that's not our job. Okay, I said, well, it should be your job because it could happen in our community here in Lake County. Don't you think you want to be able to have the answers and be prepared in the event something like this happened? But when they threatened me that the Connecticut State Police are going to file charges if I don't stop. See, I've never heard something like this before. And as you know, I've been a state trooper, and I work for the federal government as a customs agent. I have never in my lifetime ever seen something like this. So guess what? There is something that's not right.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for explaining that, because like I said, I know that there may be a lot of folks out there saying, he was never visited by the, he's making this stuff up. But that's
well, not
something.
Not one time, Dave. Two times. Second time, they came in uniform. And the third time, I got a phone call from the Southbury Police Department. A sergeant called me, threatening me that I should never call this porta-potty company ever again. I mean, what is, since when can I call a porta-potty to find out who ordered the porta-potties? I mean, what? In America, you can't call a porta-potty company?
Well,
without getting a phone call from the police?
Maybe this isn't America anymore. Maybe
well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, it's more like the Soviet Union.
Yeah, we can have porta-potties at a massive, I mean, you got this heinous, horrendous killing of children and teachers, but you can have porta-potties on school site in 3 hours, but my God, you can't get trauma helicopters. Oh, no, don't order those. We can't get paramedics and EMTs inside the school, but by God, you better have those porta-potties on time. What is wrong with Sandy Hook? How is it that all of these conspiracy theorists don't get this? They need to get out of their rooms. They need to open up their shades, and they need to go to Sandy Hook. And I invite every one of them, Dave, to come. Join me. It's not about Wolfgang helping. This is not about me. This is about the truth.
There's also folks saying that you are backed up by some other folks, like handlers. Like you have some handlers. Somebody mentioned a guy named David Weiss and Tim Rothschild.
How do you know Dave Rothschild? You know the only handler I have, Dave? I have a wife of 42 years. She is my handler. She tells me what to do, when to do it. She tells me I can't answer phone after 5 o'clock. I can't answer them on the weekend. Yeah, I do have a handler. Nobody tells me what my mission is or what my game plan is. My game plan was decided on the day those police officers came to my house. I have no handler. I don't listen to other people. Now, if they offer to help me, I'm accepting it. But they don't tell Wolfgang Halbig what the plan is. If I'm going to fail, I'm going to fail because of me, not because somebody else.
As you know, of course, the listeners don't know, but I'll be up there as well.
And so I'm glad to see that.
Covering the event and giving live updates from there. Wolfgang, thanks so much again for the time you spent explaining all this to the listeners. And looking forward to speaking to you soon in person up in Newtown, Connecticut.
And I really hope that all of these other friends of mine who are bashing me, come to Newtown. Have the courage. Get out of that room. Do something instead of just playing on a computer. Thank you, Dave.